Welcome to The Edge. Hey, there is an incredible week going to be happening next week in Indianapolis, and we wanted to bring a lot of key players into our show today. So welcome back to The Edge.
Your audio and video source featuring Indianapolis tech trends, marketing industry champions, and business innovation. This is Edge of Indy. Broadcasting from Edge Media Studios. Let's get today's conversation started.
So welcome to The Edge. If you haven't seen this internet broadcast before, shame on you. I'm going to keep on shaming them each and every time we do this show until we have the masses listening and watching. You know that? Hey, we've got a great show for you today. We're talking about a lot of things that are happening next week. We have NX3, a huge innovation summit that's here next week for 3 to 4 days, actually, in central downtown Indianapolis. Some fantastic pitch competitions, as well as knowledge panels, a huge, huge event. We also have IndieVolved that is happening the same week. Some great group gatherings of professionals and nonprofit organizations all here in Indianapolis. So thanks for joining us. Thanks for joining Edge of Indy. Edge of Indy is focused on what's happening in Indianapolis, what's trending, what modern culture changes are happening right now, who has the new ideas, the great ideas that are trending, focusing on new business growth, creative agencies, the tech scene, and more importantly, we really want you to be able to understand who's here in your backyard and why you should choose local. So thanks for joining us. My name is Aaron Sparks. I am CEO of Site Strategics. And to my left is Brittany Harness, digital strategy. Just upgraded her. Digital strategy consultant here at Site Strategics. Thanks for joining us.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
You are more than welcome. I'd like to introduce to you our guests here joining us, representing NX3. This coming week, we have Brian McGinn, partner at Barnes and Thornburg, as well as Thor Wood, founder and CEO of SnapShift, one of the companies participating in the pitch competitions in NX3. We also have Kara Kavinsky, right, of NX3 as well, who is a key founder and sheep wrangler, or of some sort, maybe squirrel wrangler, of NX3, because a lot of things are happening. So many brands and so many groups and companies coming together to really just explode on the scene next week. Right, Kara?
Exactly. So when John McDonald, Ken Miller, and I got together with Venture Club of Indiana and decided what we were going to do, the next person that became privy to our plans was Brian McGinnis with Barnes & Thornburg. And that was one of the key moments when Brian said, "Yeah, this is great. You know, let's go for it." That I thought, "Great, this is an amazing first step to validate that I'm not insane." So I really appreciate Brian, and I'm happy he's on the show with us today.
Fantastic. Yep. So, Brian, whenever you heard about this concept, and the concept is, for those who haven't heard, I mean, a goal is the South by Southwest of the Midwest, basically.
Yeah.
Bringing a huge amount of startup companies and innovators and influencers from the tech scene and marketing scenes all together in one series of events an entire week. It's fantastic.
Yeah, so I've been lucky enough to go down to South by for the last, I don't know, 5-6 years in a row, and to have that as a goal and sort of a model and inspiration at this point for this first year of NX3, I think is fantastic and definitely on point. I mean, when Kara came to us with this, it's sort of a combination of a lot of other things that were going on out in the market that we were seeing with different groups, with different people, with different companies, with different, you know, groups of investors, you name it. And to tie all these things together in the way that we're doing it is really, I think, where the magic of NX3 is going to be this year, and certainly going forward. And as you look towards South by as a model for this thing, I think it has the opportunity to be every bit of that on the digital side.
Yep.
For the tech companies, and really putting together a bunch of things that were already happening into 1 week, really shining the spotlight on it, I think is going to amplify everything that all those groups are doing. I fully expect this thing's going to be great for everybody that's involved with it. And so it's something that we're really excited about. So it was an interesting first conversation. She comes in, she's like, "Here's what we're thinking. Here's what we want to do. I'm like, "Yes, yes, yes, yes." And these are conversations we've been having really for years with other people. And to see somebody who not only had the sort of vision to tie all that together, but like the sheer energy of this woman is unbelievable to will this thing into existence and put forward the power between her, John, Ken, everybody else involved to piece this thing together and make it happen and sort of, like I said, will it into existence. It's been really impressive to watch, and I think it's going to pay off.
There's so many moving parts. So
it's crazy.
You really must have a lot of energy.
Yeah. I do.
She used to. I think if she makes it through alive, you'll see it like spike back up. But we're still, I just saw the countdown earlier. We're like 5 days out. So we'll see what happens between now and then.
Yeah, I ignore the countdown. I started actually looking at the website intentionally to look at it just within the last week. Mm-hmm. Prior to that, as I would go to our website and scroll, I'd put my hand over my screen as it would go up because I just didn't want to see
anxiety.
It.
Yeah.
Doomsday clock.
A little bit. Exactly. That's what exactly. It is. I thought, oh my God, I've got this much time to get this much done. And
but it's happening. I mean, it's coming together. All the pieces are there. And I don't know. I'm excited for next week.
So Kara, for those of our audience that didn't see our last episode, can you give us a bit of a perspective of the history and what NX3 really represents?
Well, so I'm on the board for the Venture Club of Indiana. Mm-hmm. And that group has put on the Innovation Showcase every year since 2009. And then we have TechPoint's Winner Circle event. And TechPoint has events where they invite investors, VCs to town. The Innovation Showcase, that's what this is all about, is showcasing startups, scale companies, ones that are seeking investment, they're wanting to grow. So we have the same type of focus on economic development. And in bringing TechPoint to the table with Venture Club and wanting to do these events back to back, it was the most thoughtful consideration we could come up with to invite VCs to town for a short, condensed visit and then amaze them with everything that we have going on here. And it's a statewide celebration. It's the Venture Club of Indiana, not just of Indianapolis. So the companies that are going to be on stage next week for our pitch finals are from across the state and also out of state. We had a pitch qual in Cincinnati as well. And the last one is tomorrow night in Bloomington, which I will be there.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah.
Very cool. There's a lot of activity.
Right. And that was the start, you know, and then all of a sudden it's built out and, you know, it's become quickly the foundation for a South by Southwest with different groups focused and featured.
So the concept is, if anybody's ever been to a pitch competition, I mean, these are fast pitches of what the concept of a particular software or a particular VC opportunity would be, right? So it's kind of like Shark Tank.
Well, and one of our pitch finalists is here in the room, yep. So I'd like for Thor to be able to speak to his company and then what he's about. He's one of our finalists that'll be on stage next week.
Well, I do have a doomed, you know, day clock hanging in the house, so. But I'm glad I'm not the only one that's, you know, a little nervous about it all. So
I'm not nervous.
Hey, that's awesome.
Are you more nervous or excited?
It's a little bit of both.
Okay.
You know, but I'm getting a little tick in my eye. That's how I know. It's, the closer we get, the more my eye twitches. It's like, all right, it's game time.
Well, but, very, very cool. So I mean, you're going to be pitching in, and you're one of, I kid you not, folks, 25 different competitors that are all pitching the same day. Yeah, on Wednesday, and it's going to be a fantastic experience just seeing all that go through and all this innovation, all this creativity, and just, I mean, talk about the will, willing this to come into existence. You have, you represent a number of 25 different companies that have willed their company into existence as well with a lot of hard work. So what an incredible nexus of creative individuals in this space.
Absolutely. And we took part in the Indie Startup Challenge, which I think was 14 companies, and that was daunting, right? This is a big deal. When I saw the attendee list, I kind of had white in my face because 1,200 people are going to be there. It's going to be a great event, and we're really, really excited to be a part of it. I mean, it's
very cool.
Can't wait. So.
Well, Thor, go ahead, Brian.
Yeah, I just want to tell you, I mean, he's 25 of the finalists.
Right.
I mean, we've got, I don't know what the final numbers are, but this has been going on for a couple months now over the state with Indiana companies really getting an opportunity to get in. And the idea is let's select the ones that are ready right now to get in front of this group. And so that's on that side. But, you know, I think the magic of what we're doing here with NX3 is providing you now, not to make your face go even more away, an even bigger platform when you get up on that stage where because we're combining all these people, because we're doing it in the same week, because we're shining the spotlight in Indiana during this week, we're drawing people from all over the country to come out to this thing and hopefully giving you guys better exposure that's going to lead to certainly a winner as part of this, but exposure to conversations that happened on down the road. We've seen success in the past with, you know, the Tech Point events, with the Innovation Showcase events. I expect this is going to be even more successful this year because we're getting so many people that maybe we otherwise might not have been able to get, or at least not all at one point. So it's really a great way to showcase the talent that we have in Indiana and companies like Thor's.
Yeah. Right. And it's very key for the companies that even aren't on stage, and maybe even more important for them because then they're not under the stress and pressure that Thor is under with pitching on stage before these people. And there'll be so many different conversations happening during the event. We have a lot of great breakout sessions. I know Brian is on a panel that will be presenting. And we have so much going on that day. So just to be there, be present, to network is going to be incredible. So it's not, you know, just for the companies on stage. That certainly gives them an amazing leg up in the venture seeking element. Plus also one of the bonuses, and I'm not sure if that's been shared with you, Thor, yet, but I want to announce that the companies that are finalists on stage have the opportunity to participate in a speed dating round the next day with VCs. So we've arranged that as well. So we've gotten a little more dialed in, a little more aggressive, and giving exposure to a lot more companies, but specifically for those pitching finalists, you know, that's one of the benefits for you that following day.
So now you have a date to get ready for too.
Yes, yeah. You know, I might put a sport coat, you know,
on the T-shirt.
Yeah, on the T-shirt. You know, but this is huge, though. I mean, Indianapolis is legitimate. I mean, that's why we came here.
Right.
You know, 10 months ago. Now I'm originally from here, but we weighed out Nashville, Denver, Portland, Las Vegas was high on my list, but we settled here because in 6 years that I was gone, the landscape changed, you know, 100%. And we wanted to be a part of that. And so here we are, and it's so surreal. So in 10 months, I mean, we've been, you know, start to finish, it's just a hell of a roller coaster. So.
Thor, if I could, I just want to give a little bit of expose on your particular pitch, and you know, we won't give anything away that you'll be presenting at the pitch, but you won the 2016 Indie Startup Challenge. Can you tell the audience a bit more about what SnapShift actually is and what kind of value you're providing to Indianapolis and its community?
Sure. So we're creating an ecosystem that does not exist today. You know, there's 14 million service industry professionals, and that's anybody that works in, you know, a bar, a restaurant, a venue, from security to dishwasher and everything in between.
Mm-hmm.
We're giving them the opportunity to actually maximize their time because the majority they're working, but it's part-time.
Right.
And I think the latest poll was like 74% of all venues are hiring part-time.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to give an opportunity to take it a step further, maximize it. And from that point of view, like I said earlier, this ecosystem doesn't exist. So you can go to Craigslist or Facebook or any of the job boards. You're not going to be in touch with a button click away from thousands of people that are ready to work. And now these people are vetted, you know, experience-wise. They're vetted, you know, background check and all that. So you're going to get a good quality veteran, you know, from the city service industry.
Mm-hmm.
But for the, you know, the venues, the reality is that they're losing money every year. You know, I think to the tune of about 6,000 per employee just due to turnover and being understaffed.
Oh, wow.
So if we can cut that in half, you know, you're going to see restaurants, you know, extend their life a little bit and maybe do, you know, even more so.
Yep.
But anyway, go back to your question because I'm having a little brain.
No, you're fine. Well, the concept is that SnapShift is an application that actually brings those resources to the service industry resources. So there's an entire, like a gig economy concept of restaurateurs and bartenders and service line individuals that can actually connect to these restaurants and just food and beverage environments and service oriented environments that need that additional part-time help, right?
Exactly. You know, we've got a guy, gave an example. He spent 15 hours trying to find a security guard. That wouldn't happen with us. We could have somebody in 15 minutes.
Very cool.
But it is very much gig economy, and apparently only 90% of the country doesn't know what that means. But it's a side hustle. I mean, it's Uber, it's TaskRabbit, it's anything that you're doing to generate income, and that's where our economy's going. We're looking at roughly 100 million U.S. citizens are going to be doing some form of the gig economy by 2020.
Yep.
14 and a half million are going to be from us.
Right.
God willing.
Yeah. What was that Forbes study or survey that actually showed that it was about 40% of the population is going to be a gigger in one way, shape, or form by 2020.
Sure.
That's amazing.
Yeah. No, we're excited. I mean, because the system's never changed. You know, I've 14 years I've been on the receiving end of people bringing in unqualified professionals or being understaffed. But for 10 years I've been running, you know, in recruiting. And so I can see firsthand that both sides, it's not working. The same old, you know, status quo is costing a lot of people time and money. And hopefully we can just smooth that out and really, I think it's going to be a real lifestyle change for a lot of these people because it is so simple to utilize our app and get connected. And there's no communication. You just trust our system that we're going to give you a badass individual.
So. That should be the tagline right there.
So if I can ask
you, absolutely.
But you found the problem, you've created the solution, you figured out how to make it work, you're going. Yeah. Like, where are you now as a business? And I guess if you could speak a little bit to how something like an NX3 could help you get to that next level and provide what you need to allow you to do that.
Yeah, so we've got some funding. We're in the seed round right now. We're hoping to close that pretty quick. But we want to scale super fast. And so we want to get into, you know, 13, 14, 15 markets, maybe by the end of the first quarter of 18. Mm-hmm. What's pretty cool is, so we're now in the App Store, both Google Play and Apple App Store. So a couple weeks now, and we've got 18 states that are people that are downloading this. And we're not advertising. You know, our first real push was a video that we did 5 days ago. And it's just being shared. You know, people from Belgium and Australia and South Africa are saying, bring that here. So it's kind of surreal. I'm trying to figure out the ramifications of going beyond the U.S. here, but I use this word a lot, but it's humbling because now I've got 18 different states and these groups of people, and that's what we're going to follow now. Instead of just picking a new metro and saying, let's try Detroit, we're going to go to Orlando, Florida, because there's dozens of people that have signed up, and then we're going to build out from there, that kind of thing. So, mm-hmm.
So how does NX3 help you expose that?
Yeah, so NX3, it's game changer to put me in front of, saving me time to get in front of, what, 60 plus VCs. I'm sure there's going to be a lot of angels that are walking around. A lot of the guests are going to be looking for the next thing to put some coin into. And I can't wait. I mean, that's what we do right now. But to eliminate doing it over the phone or through video, let's shake hands. Let's talk about it. So.
And especially if you are trying to build a company like this in Indianapolis, Indiana, right? Yep. We've got, like you said, a lot of really good things going on, but the ability to bring people in from outside, expose them to what's going on, and also give opportunities, you know, hopefully is what we're creating here.
So, Brian, my next question is for you, actually.
Yeah.
So you all are a title sponsor for this event. For companies out there in Indianapolis who aren't this year, why would you recommend or why would you encourage someone to get involved in this next year to become a sponsor?
To become a sponsor in the
yes.
event? Yeah, I mean, well, when you essentially are one of the first people, if not the first company to sign on as a sponsor, you're kind of rolling the dice a little bit, right?
Yeah.
And taking a gamble. But like I said, what we're seeing and what has been created from NX3 is a combination of a lot of other things that existed in a way that we found interesting, in a way that, frankly, we think is going to work. And so, you know, it's great exposure to be involved with this. This, you know, like Kara sort of already let it out of the bag. This isn't a one-year event.
Mm-hmm.
This is something that we expect is going to come back next year and continue to grow. To be able to get on the ground floor, that's great. To get in on year two is, you know, not quite as great, right?
Still okay.
Super awesome to get in year one, but still pretty good.
I think it's still pretty great.
But if you've, the reality is,
anytime.
We really haven't had a problem getting sponsors for this event to this point. If you're at
we
all
have
interested
120.
In Indianapolis and helping the city grow, the community that we have here, helping that continue to grow, any connection whatsoever to entrepreneurship, technology,
right.
it makes sense for so many different companies. And every company out there right now, as you guys well know,
yep.
is a technology company that has an interest in playing in this space. And if this thing grows the way it's going to be, there's not a, you know, South by Southwest Junior in Austin, Texas, right? Like there's the thing and people want to be a part of the thing and they want to get to that point.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's, you know, hopefully part of what we're designing here. And not only, you know, for sponsors and everything, but we're going to reach out, and I expect more groups to be involved in this. This week is only going to grow, with the idea being of, you know, doing the best that we can for the community that we have here, doing the best we can for the city of Indianapolis, and frankly, cutting down your sort of work rate and time frame. The ability to build a tech company in Indianapolis and get national exposure currently isn't the easiest thing in the world. It's a hell of a lot easier than it was, you know, 10 years ago, certainly, or 20 years ago, absolutely. But to be able to give you guys a forum and a venue to highlight that and do it in a more compact way, I think is really a lot of what we're hoping to accomplish.
Right. Well, and a rising tide raises all ships. So exactly. We have all the key players and more involved with this. And we're very open-armed from the engagement standpoint of who's involved in this tech community. And it goes beyond tech. You know, there's IoT and there's agriculture, there's mm-hmm. logistics, there's, you know, bioscience, and it just keeps growing, entrepreneurial efforts within larger corporations. So there's so many different opportunities for engagement, and it's about innovation and why Indiana is a top leader in innovation in several of those areas, but we completely fall behind with funding. We're like 37th with funding, where we should be way up and matching where we are with these other industries. So the purpose of this is like I said, economic development, and then raise awareness. And there's a lot of groups that are here in Indianapolis that fund companies in other states. Well, that's great, but let's look in our backyard. You know, let's look at SnapShift. And many of these other companies, all of them that are going to be on stage, and those that are going to be present, even those that are, you know, pre-idea, walking around, getting ideas, getting inspired, you know, what they can do, problems that they see that they can quickly come up with a solution for and say, all right, you know what, I'm on this. You know, I see an opportunity. You know, it's about cultivating that and then helping their company to grow. And if someone, you know, I want to know that story, if someone who attends the event has this idea, and then all of a sudden next year they're one of our pitch finalists, and they've worked very quickly to you know, congeal their idea and get a solid business plan. You know, these are some of the stories that will be happening in addition to the ones that we already have.
Absolutely, like you're setting new culture opportunities, and you're setting new opportunities for growth. You're giving them the platform, the fledgling ideas, a place to be able to grow into. So by setting the stage this way and setting literally 120 yeah. companies are helping out in one way, shape, or form as sponsors to be able to give this lift. That shows there was a need for this event, a need for this type of community connection. It's demonstrated daily in front of you, and everybody's going to see it live next week.
Yeah, I mean, that's the hope. So, I mean, there are tons of great organizations around the city, around the state, that are doing really fantastic things. And they're sort of all doing their own thing. Every once in a while, a couple of them, two or three of them, will partner together and come up with something. The idea here is really, how do we do better? Can we do better? And the theory is, throw them all into a week, put everybody together, let everybody do what they do well and play their role, but mash everybody in together, and let's see what happens. Let's see if we can draw more people in that wouldn't otherwise come. Let's see if we can get a higher level of company, or a sort of a company that's maybe further along in their development cycle. Let's see if we can put these things together in doing it this way. That's sort of the hypothesis, and we'll find out in a week if it's going to work.
So it's a mega entrepreneurial cage match. That's what we've
right.
got to have.
Throw them all in, shares and all.
Well, and I really believe that this event is already a success. You know, because so many people have come to the table, because ticket sales are high, because we have cooperation across all channels. One of the jokes that I've shared is I'm gluten-free, but I've been the gluten in this equation with bridging and helping get people together, which is kind of funny. So it's already a success. People are very excited about this. You know, we can't encourage enough the sharing on social media, on right. Facebook, on Twitter, on LinkedIn. And then also a big thanks to you for live streaming it for us. For the pitch competition next week.
More than welcome.
We're
more than
excited.
Welcome. Yeah, we're excited. Yeah. We're going to be out there all day long streaming each and every pitch, and really doing outreach from a social activation standpoint, giving some aha moments, from each pitch competitor. On top of that, we're also going to be there for Almost Fail the night before.
Wow.
Because I think it's four or five speakers of that just talking about what it means to fail or almost fail and what you learn from these type of failures, right? And I mean, you're pulling in Indie Fail Fest or in Indie Launch Indie that's going to be there and its presence there. I mean, there's a lot of just embracing of what you got to do to learn to get past these dips and these trenches. And we're very happy to be able to broadcast all this.
Better start training. That's a lot of work. 25 straight. You guys going to
weigh in on all of them? We're up for it.
We have a team.
I'm number 15, by the way.
I'm just wondering about any type of restroom breaks because we're going to be doing everything. We actually did string of interviews at FailFest. It was 19 interviews back to back whenever we were up there 3 or 4 years ago with Wexler up at
in that building.
I only cried once that day.
Oh
my Lord.
That from tears of laughter, I hope.
And exhaustion, but it was good.
That was a haul. But we're excited, and we really are honored to be able to be part of this, and we're looking forward to scoring knocking it out of the park and then be able to do this again and again for this brand because it's huge.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, you're more than welcome. So how we can connect with Barnes & Thorburg and Snapshift, Barnes & Thorburg on Twitter is BT Law News and the website BT Law. And with Snapshift, at Snapshift, that's S-N-A-P-S-H-Y-F-T, just to make sure we've got that spelled out
right.
Shift with a Y. Facebook Snapshift as well, and the website Snapshift. Go check out the speaker and founder of sponsor of the entire event, as well as a fantastic app, and you're going to be seeing more and more, I guarantee, of Snapshift coming up. Any final words regarding next week's events? Besides, hold on.
Come on out, buy a ticket. If you're already in, help us promote the thing. We want to get as many people exposed to this as we can. Tickets are still available for a little bit. And hopefully, I mean, it's going to be fun. There's going to be people around, friends around. There's going to be a street party on Wednesday night and just all sorts of events. So if you're at all interested in tech, entrepreneurship, City of Indianapolis, come on out.
Yeah, there's food and beer there too. I mean, come on. Yeah.
Right. And we do have an alternative plan. The show will go on even if there's a weather issue. We've got a backup plan right there. So
weather never happens in Indiana. What are you talking
about? Absolutely.
Yeah. But we have a code. We have a discount code for tickets to NX3. You can go to INX3.org with the code we are in with an exclamation point or no?
We are in, no space, uppercase each word.
Okay.
For 30% discount. And that is redeemable with the promotion code through Eventbrite on the link to our website.
Very cool. And we'll also send this out on the social webs as well to make sure that code's out there. Well, everybody, thank you so much for your time today, and we're certainly going to have a great time next week. Kara, thanks again for bringing attention to this and just corralling all this together for Indianapolis. It's a huge endeavor.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, you're more than welcome. Okay, coming up, we're going to be talking to another event, or another series of individuals that are holding a complimentary event to NX3 next week. That is Indie Hub. Indie Evolved is coming up, a huge event with 100 or more nonprofits all getting together to be able to share their causes. So check this commercial out right now.
We like to think of IndieVolved as the coolest science fair you'll ever attend. So there are tons of organizations here that are showcasing their opportunities for engagement. This is IndieVolved's 10th year. Indie Hub is actually celebrating our 10th year this year too. Indie Hub is an advocate and a resource for 20 and 30 somethings. And tonight, what we are trying to do is help those 20 and 30 somethings in our city find ways that they can plug in.
It's a low-key event, there's no pressure, it's fun, it's informational, and I'm almost sure that if somebody has a passion for something, they will be able to be here and make that connection.
I believe this is our fifth year that we've been at IndieVolved. The different people that we've met and connected with through this event has really been great for our organization to get to know kind of the next generation of leaders here in Indiana.
Community involvement is hugely important to Buckingham Companies. It's actually one of our core values. And we think that IndieVolved is just an excellent way to help engage this millennial generation in giving back to the community.
It's a great way to get connected to the city. I mean, there's a lot happening in Indianapolis, so it's a good way to partner with organizations if they're interested in volunteering. I think it's a great way to just get connected in general.
Especially if you're new to the community and maybe don't know too many people here, it's a great way to really get a feel for all the organizations that really make Indy vibrant and diverse.
I have personally been involved with Indy Hub since its inception. I think they really play an important role, and knowing that niche that they're able to fill of helping attract and retain the best and the brightest to Indianapolis, that's something that is so important, not only for community involvement and community engagement, but for civic engagement and for our business leadership and everything that helps make a community very vital, stable, and very sustainable.
We know that when an individual comes to our city or maybe grew up here, we really need to work to get them engaged in a meaningful way so that by doing so, they feel more involved and invested and connected to our city and feel like they want to stay longer, if not forever.
This is Edge of Indy, showcasing Indianapolis tech trends, marketing industry champions, and business innovation. Broadcasting from Edge Media Studios. Now, let's get back to today's topic.
Okay, welcome back to The Edge. That was an incredible segment there, talking about what's happening in Indy. We're doubling down on the show today, talking about what's happening next week with another group of professionals and just a fantastic environment happening. So, I mean, next week is a huge week of activity. Meet Ashley Miser, Community and Events Manager,
yes,
as well as Leslie Gordon, Event Chair for the upcoming Indy Hub IndyVolved event. Ladies, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having
us. Thank you.
We're excited.
All right, you're more than welcome. Well, before we get started, we need to address the elephant in the room. We actually discovered someone who is shorter than our digital strategist here, Brittany. So, Ashley and Brittany, if you'd be so kind, can you please stand? Okay. Well,
Let me take my heels off.
Yep. All okay. Right. Now, I think we have them in frame, and literally Ashley is smaller than Brittany. There is context there. Ashley, you're 4'11", and claim you haven't grown since sixth grade. Is that correct?
This is true.
Same
this
year, I stopped growing also.
See, there's something about it. Sixth grade. Don't get super excited.
Have you met my daughter? You met my daughter, yeah. Haven't you? She's actually that same height.
She's not in sixth grade.
No, oh, yeah, she is. She's in seventh grade.
See, it's a thing.
It's a thing.
Yeah. It is. That's the year everyone's world changes.
And she's not growing right now. So
no, she might be at her optimal height.
She might be a leprechaun like us.
Yes. You may actually be the cutting edge innovation of human evolution.
It's true. I mean, I will own that.
Just trying to give you some sort of perk there.
I know there's no trophy. What a surprise.
No, well.
We carry it in our hearts.
Yeah. Okay.
It was this big, but I had to cut it down.
Okay. I know. Yeah.
Painful. Okay. Hey, now that we got all that squared away, you've got a great event coming up, and we want to hear all about it and help get the word out and to who may want to attend. So you were talking about IndyVolved 12. There's 12 years that this has been going on. It's being held June 15th from 6 to 8:30 p.m. at the Central Library. What's it all about?
Yeah. So IndyVolved, I've loved this city and loved this event from all different angles. I started as an attendee, came in as an exhibitor after I found a group to get involved with, mm-hmm. and now I'm on the planning side and helping Ashley with Indy Hub get it kicked off. But it's a great event for 20, 30-somethings to come out and get engaged and learn how to shape our city by working with over 100 or intermingling with 100 nonprofits.
Throughout
the
whole
library. Six floors of great people doing great things in this city, and a great opportunity with refreshments and beer and
food. Oh, okay. Now you got my interest.
We have the beer.
That's right.
We have the beer. We have the cider. We're so excited. So this is not unlike a volunteer fair. Mm-hmm. However, there are aspects and portions of it that elevate it to more of a civic engagement and really honing in on folks different avenues of where they are wanting to push into mm-hmm. Indianapolis and where they can kind of put their stake in the ground and say, you know, I live in Indy, but I'm ready to give back. This is what I want to do. And so 12 years of IndyVolved, it's changed throughout the years. And so this year is our first year with the most exhibitors we've ever had. So we have 105 exhibitors.
Oh, wow.
So all six floors of the Central Library. The Central Library, we could never ask for a better partner. They are truly amazing and work with us.
That's such a great space, too.
It's gorgeous. Yeah, it's gorgeous. So they're letting us push in on a few things that they're like, we trust you. So we'll have some fun things, some different and fun things this year. But yeah, you attend the event. It's free to the public. Mm-hmm. I think that's really important. There is no ticket price. We do encourage folks to RSVP. If you pre-register, you could potentially get a swag bag. We have 600 swag bags.
Gotta love the free swag.
Absolutely. Right?
Gotta love the free swag.
Leslie and I love free swag. So we're like, yes, this is so cool. So the first 600 pre-registered attendees will get those swag bags on site.
Oh, very cool.
And then we will have Sun King Brewery and Ash and Elm Cider on site as well.
Thanks for bringing cider for the cider folks.
Yes. Oh my gosh, of course.
We were just talking about that.
Absolutely.
If you don't like beer, you have another option. And
cider?
Yeah.
Who doesn't like beer? What?
I mean, come on.
I mean, I like cider. I like beer.
I like them all. I was like, I'm an IPA girl, so
it's like the training wheels of alcohol beverages. It's like, all right. It's the Zima of our generation. Now stop.
Or the evolution of alcohol.
The evolution.
You're keying off of whatever.
Yeah,
going.
You know, you started it. It's like the logic was there. So.
Wow. Okay, this got unruly real quick. So, IndyVolved is a little bit science fair, a little bit summer festival.
Yes.
With cider.
Yes.
And a little bit of a class reunion as well, because you're having a lot of these organizations come back together. Probably they don't see each other that often, and they've been doing this for 12 years.
So every year we have a different lineup. So last year was our first year going to an application-based process simply because of capacity.
Mm-hmm.
There's only so much tables and room that you can pack
amazing.
Into a three-hour event as well. We can't continue to push it out. So it does change based on who applies every year.
Mm-hmm.
Exhibitors can apply starting in April. And we already have our date for next year. So it'll be June 14th. What? Put that on your calendar.
Wow, yeah.
We're excited. 2018. I made the announcement in our office the other day to save the date. And I think I got looks like, what? Has 2017 happened yet? But we're already gearing up, which is so exciting. And 12 years after an event to already start pushing in for the next one, we're excited. But yeah, exhibitor lineup always changes, always different. And the cool part is, regardless of what your interest is, you will be able to find something that you can push into. And whether it's a volunteer opportunity, a committee opportunity, there are many, many options and opportunities.
Well, you have some great exhibitors on deck. We can't read all 105 of them,
yes.
but I want to highlight some of them and ask. So they range from the American Cancer Society, Best Buddies Indiana, Downtown Indiana Inc., clear through things like Indiana Sports Corp, Indy Film Fest, Indy Parks and Rec, and like literally everything else that you could ever think of. All the things and all the people. Why do you think this event is so popular? Like, why do you think you've had to cut off exhibitor people from signing up? Why has it grown so much in 12 years?
So last year we had nearly 2,000, 20 and 30 somethings attend this event. Hmm. So this is that, Indy Hub in and of itself, we have existed for 12 years and we've been pushing in. And so there's a lot of built up trust
mm-hmm.
with young professionals and that mm-hmm. millennial crowd trusting Indy Hub to listen to their voice. We do by annual research as well. And so our research truly shows that if you do not connect someone within their first 90 days living in a new city or a new community, they're more than likely at some point going to leave.
Hmm.
And so for Indy Hub and the work that we do to support the city and to support Indianapolis and make sure we have that amazing pool of retention and recruitment, we make sure that we're always providing these services on a daily basis, but IndyVolved is what we do every single day. Just we do it really big one day, one time a year,
mm-hmm.
so that we can bring everybody to the same space.
Oh, that's fantastic. Your organization represents and advocates on behalf of the largest network of 20 and 30-somethings in Indianapolis, right? You focus on volunteer opportunities, memberships, social events. Do you have also interactions with businesses that are wanting to give back?
Absolutely. Yeah.
I was going to say this is an exciting year because this is the first year to have a presenting sponsor. IPL came on and took that role and has been super great about lifting us up and really supporting them and making sure that their employees and culture and their environment understands what Indie Hub's doing and engaging.
You know where I'm going to go, right?
You want me to do it because I'm a 30-something.
No. No, but we actually recently...
I was like, wait, what?
See? Yeah, exactly. She'll just do it. Point is that we've been talking to businesses, and we had Ryan McCormick of Culture of Good. McCarty of Culture of Good, actually talking about companies needing to give back because that's part of their cultural dynamic that may be an empty part of their employee relationships, and be able to guide employees to be able to plug into community and into causes, because that demonstrates a heart of the business as opposed to just punching a clock. I mean, and the millennials, or the millennial mindset, or whatever we call this thing, right? There's more want to be able to have those type of connections from your employer. Right.
Absolutely. Completely. And I would call it the millennial energy and enthusiasm as well. So we, Indie Hub also has various programs and events throughout the year. And so when we convene a variety of voices together, the consistency of we want to get involved on a deeper level. We don't want to just sit on a committee, go to a meeting, and then not have a job. Mm-hmm. So there's always, I would say, with the, you know, the millennial voices, that not only does the research show, but our continued face-to-face interactions and then IndieVolved itself, we continue to see that that millennial generation is saying, I need something deeper. I want to give back better and more. I think that's also why IndieVolved is so popular. We have, as Indianapolis continues to grow and as we continue to bring in some fresh breath of, you know, civic involvement, I think that folks are always looking for the next cause that they want to get down and get their hands dirty and really help and support.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's not just enough to give to a cause. They want to meet face-to-face who they're helping.
Yes.
And businesses have an opportunity to be able to facilitate that. Mm-hmm. So part of the attendee group of people coming to the IndieVolved event certainly should be business representatives that are looking for a cause to plug into with their, on behalf of their employees, be able to give these connections where they can strike out and be able to have that community interaction, right? That will feed that need for this millennial energy, right?
And we have some amazing, so each of the floors of the Central Library are sponsored by a different company. And so with those sponsors, they have really taken charge at their companies and invited a lot of their 20, 30 somethings to attend the event, not even to manage their space, because they do have an exhibitor space or a table to promote and manage. But they have asked them to come just to experience the event. And so it is that there's this opportunity to make sure that your business and your company is giving back. But then there's also an opportunity that if you put your money into IndieVolved, you're escalating that for your employees as well. So several of those companies have come in and said, oh, we're so excited. We already have 20 people who have said they're going to carpool down together. They're going to ride their bikes over. So it's really exciting.
No, that is.
As far as volunteering with Indie Hub goes, what is that process like? What can someone expect? You know, where do we do? Where do we go? And by we, I literally mean me and others.
So yes.
what do I do?
Yes. So our job is to, I would, first and foremost, the Indie Hub job is to ensure that volunteers are out for all of our exhibitors and our network of support. So those are all of our nonprofit friends. We're always pushing individuals to them. So we try very hard not to keep them at home and with us, even though we'd love to have them with us. So volunteering for Indie Hub, you can go to indiehub.org, and there's a volunteer link. So you can sign up to be a volunteer with us, and that just means that you are going to get various communication throughout the year. Volunteering with us usually means helping us with registration at events. I've been told by several volunteers it's one of their favorite volunteer opportunities because they network so well when they're registering people at our events. They're also getting to know people they thought they'd never see. And so for IndieVolved, we actually have a wait list for volunteers, specifically for IndieVolved. So right now we're at capacity, which who gets to say that, right?
No, they're always searching.
I will say our committee has done a great job. We have a volunteer subcommittee that is honed in and focused on a tiered outreach process, and they've done phenomenal. And so that's exciting to have a wait list of volunteers, but we can grow that list as well. I'm totally open to that. But they will be given an Indie Hub t-shirt, which Leslie is
modeling for us. Tonight.
Woo woo. Yeah. Thanks, Les. So they will get an Indie Hub t-shirt, which has the city grid on it as well, which is really exciting. Our like urban planner on staff, Laura Granieri, she was geeking out over the shirt.
It's a cute shirt.
Yeah, it's a cool logo too.
And it's comfy. Wear it out. Put a blazer on. Yeah. Make it professional.
I did notice that no swag bags ended up here for whatever.
Because we got to get you to the event.
Yeah,
are you registered?
Yeah.
Yep. Absolutely. We brought you a poster, though.
We will.
You're welcome. Place
it in a favorable area so get the most traffic coming through. So, what are you most excited about in this IndieVolved 12 event?
Wow, there's a lot of things.
Pick one, and you're going to offend everybody else. Realize that.
I know, but this is a cool one, I think. So the Indy Y statue will be at the library this year, and that'll be new for this event. So it'll attract some people outside where we've kind of made a little hub. There'll be some other features activated where the food is. So, and I like pictures. It'll be a nice, fun way to show that you're
using
there.
Use the word activated. I love it. All right.
Is that a word for you?
That's a good word.
I do like that.
That's a positive trigger word.
That is all we do at IndieVolved. We activate. We activate everybody.
I was going to say, I got it from Ashley because she says it.
That is my word. I wake up and I'm like, let's go. Gotta activate.
Get activated, friends.
Get activated.
Now, you could overuse it.
I don't know. Right? It's in the repertoire. So. I would say, there is. I'm like, okay, I have my top five right here. But my favorite part about this event, and it always has been, is that it's more of the 3 months afterwards and how many of our exhibitors come back to us and say, thank you so much for allowing us to, not allowing, but for inviting us to sit at this event and grab these really excited, fresh, energetic minds so that they adapt and change and grow within our organization. And those moments, they know that the event is successful. You know that it's going to continue and it's going to continue to get bigger. Colleagues are like, what is she doing? But bigger and better every year.
Multi-campus event. That's what I'm hearing.
Oh, yes.
That could be. Indy set up for it, right?
There are 24 libraries.
This is true. There are. Yes. So this year we'll stick with one. And I will not promise
anything. I was like, we see what you're doing next year.
24 libraries next year.
I will not promise anything.
You do have another event at the end of the month called, it's part of your Indie Hub signature program, and it's called Hello Neighbor.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about that because it sounds pretty cool too.
So Hello Neighbor we have a summer program lineup where June, July, and August, the last Wednesday of each of those months, we will be highlighting a different neighborhood within the city. And we work with a variety of partners that I could probably list and name, but I shouldn't. So we work with many, many partners to make sure that we're elevating these voices of the neighborhood and that retention and recruitment piece of this young, fresh energy, trying to get them into these neighborhoods that are up and coming. And so there is, we utilize the model. So IndieHub is also the program manager for No Mean City. And No Mean City being a citizen's guide to Indianapolis, we have taken the pillars of No Mean City and infused them into a Hello Neighbor. So aligning IndieHub and No Mean City very closely together so that we're talking about the educational opportunities in these neighborhoods. We're talking about the housing in these neighborhoods, getting tours of homes that usually you wouldn't be able, you just have to pass on your bike and wonder, what does that look like? And then also the cultural piece too. So, you know, last year we went out to Inglewood Village and they gave us a tour of the rooftop hockey and folks were like, we're in Indianapolis, and you can have rooftop hockey. What? So those are really exciting as well. But you can find all of our programs on IndyHub.org as well.
You should call that one Hello, No Mean Neighbors.
That's right. Hello. And those are biking and walking tours as well. Yeah. So a little mix of both.
But yeah, it sounds cool.
Yes.
It really does. Speaking of sponsors, can you give some shout outs of some of the sponsors that are participating in this the IndyVault event?
Absolutely. I would say, Indianapolis Power and Light Company, they came on board and we have been rolling, and the staff is amazing. So that's been very, very exciting. American Structure Point is one of the floor sponsors. Heritage Group is a floor sponsor. Nice. Indianapolis Motor Speedway.
Sun King
Brewery. Ash and Elm. Oh, man. I like want to hold my poster up.
Indy Star.
Our Health. Indy Star. The Airport Authority.
I saw what Leslie was doing.
Junior League. You
can actually read upside down.
You know when you have, you're like, I know, because I see these names, and I'm so proud of all of these folks who have come on board. Indigo and the United Way Link and the library.
Big hitters, like, for sure.
Yes. Yeah. And lots of influencers. These are dear friends of ours that believe in the mission and believe in the work. And so it all just ends up working like DNA, and it makes sense.
Oh, that's fantastic. Well, get involved. That's, again, June 15th from 6 o'clock to 8:30. Come out yourself or you know what? Nudge your boss and ask them to, hey, have you checked this out? Because we would certainly want to do something like that.
Absolutely.
And get your boss out there. Get the team out there to be able to plug in and see who you want to help and make it a team effort, right?
Yep.
Because it really is a fun event. One thing you mentioned, why it continues to attract so many people, it really grabs in the culture of Indy, too. So you're not only just going to meet a bunch of organizations and missions, you're meeting personalities, peoples, connections, neighborhoods. Mm-hmm. You're talking about how you got there and what you're drinking. And
it has to be so reinvigorating for anybody to attend that. I mean, there's no way you can go there and not have all the feels as you walk through and talk to people.
You truly do.
If you leave there and you're not like, I want to do everything, there's something wrong.
Absolutely. I was in a meeting this morning and I did say, every year I try to take those 2 minutes to step back. And when you see all six floors and you see nearly 2,000 young folks looking for their civic journey to begin.
Oh, wow.
It is civic gold in Indianapolis.
Well, the thing about it, millennials get a bad rap of being, selfish and greedy and all of those things.
Never.
Those
I never said that.
Never. Not from this man. No. But think about getting all of those. They're showing up with the intent to give back. So you're not dragging them there. They're going there with their own free-willing spirit. And they're there to find something to hook into. So anybody who's not there representing their company, I think, is foolish. Go every year.
Yes. I love the chanting.
I know.
Yeah, we're speaking my language.
We're not going to chant. All right, you can check out IndyHub at indyhub.org. And on top of that, if we could throw the URL up again. Yep, you got it. That's indyhub.org/IndyVolved, IndyVolved. Don't throw an E in there, although... you probably could get a redirect going or what have
Our
you.
Our brand manager. Don't.
check out the IndyHub at IndyHub on Twitter, at IndyHub.org on Instagram, IndyHub on LinkedIn. You know what? You're doing a great job. And it's just inspiring to be able to see people that are really wanting to bring good to Indianapolis. And what a great show to be able to hear about everything that's going on, from the professional and entrepreneurial segments to the innovation to the want to just give back and be able to help a community.
Nobody should be bored in Indianapolis. Go do
something. Exactly. Yes.
Go.
There's something so much every day, every hour.
Absolutely. And we will publicly shame you if you do not go out and involve yourself. Right?
Involve,
no, yes. Probably should.
Indievolve yourself.
Indievolve yourself.
I stand corrected.
<It's come.
laughs> All right. So get involved, get indie involved, and act out there in our great community. And I just want to wrap up with that and just a personal thanks, everybody. This show's really taken off. I appreciate all the help in really being able to create an awareness factor here in Indianapolis. So we're going to be plugged in at hopefully both events as my gears are whirling. I think we may be able to do something like that with Citrus and Edge Media, although the producers are probably screaming at me right now. But we're certainly plugging in next week, and we encourage all the brands that know us, know Site Strategics, know Edge Media Studios, to come out, and we challenge you to come out and go alongside us to be able to get involved and choose local. So Aaron Sparks here, thanks so much for all your time, and make sure that you check out these events next week. All right, take care and see you next week.